the Unigerra Straits. This year you're on the finish line and you were at the helm of the car. What's your feeling now?
Oh, is it tears? I was crying. I was so happy. Oh, it's been such a hard, hard race, but it's so wonderful to finish. And it's a dream come true for me since I was a little boy. And to finish Le Mans this weekend, it's the absolute best thing I've done.
So this is definitely the time of congratulation and everything like this?
Yes, temp of congratulations. Family's all very happy. Everybody around? Yeah, the family's all here. We've had lots of things happen with the car over the weekend, but it doesn't matter. She got home and the start was fantastic, running across the track, so doing a double stint to start, and then through the night where we had issues with the stability. It's all very dramatic, but the car was fabulous at the end. Those two stints at the end of the race were, I will always remember them for the whole of my life.
What did you feel when you passed the checkered flag?
When I saw Monsieur Bottolo with the flag, I was so relieved. I was laughing and crying at the same time.
Laughing and crying. But a few laps before, you were expecting the car to be on the finish line, or you were just frightened of not having the car?
No, we had had issues with the handling of the car right up until just the last couple of hours, and so it was nursing the car home, being as gentle as possible, staying off all the bumps, safety margin, careful to get finished.
Will you be back in Le Mans next year?
Yes, please, if I'm invited.
Okay, congratulations for this finish at Le Mans, your first finish. Okay, congratulations.